This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Colonel, I want to start with you because we had a little conversation before some of the latest details came out, before the press briefing. Chain of command, or this interview that Scaramucci gave to Ryan Lizza at the New Yorker, which one of these things sunk Scaramucci's communications director?
It's the chain of command. One of the things you have to understand, when the announcement was made to have General Kelly in that position of chief of staff, you have to understand what that title means to someone that served in the military. That means that that is the person that everyone in the staff goes through in order to get to the commander, in this case the president, the commander-in-chief. And it was very evident that Donald Trump, in giving this position to General Kelly, General Kelly has said these are the terms, and President Trump had bought into that. And anyone will tell you, when you take over a new military organization, there's always going to be one person that tries to buck that and says, I can go around it. So my thing, I believe, and I assess, is that Anthony Scaramucci believed that he had a better relationship with President Trump and said that I will continue to come to you. And General Kelly said, you don't understand. This is how it's going to be. Everyone comes through me, to include my daughter and my son-in-law. And that's how things are going to be in this White House.
And I get that, but I also have to wonder, why wouldn't Scaramucci then say, gotcha, Mr. President, I didn't love Reince Priebus in the spot, but I respect General Kelly, so I'll go through Kelly. Maybe would that have salvaged his job?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, not disputing anything the colonel is saying, I hope it was because of the interview. I mean, from the moment that interview broke, I was giving a speech and I was checking my Twitter account all night. Has he been fired yet? Has he been fired yet? He was very smooth and charming at his first press conference, and I thought it was great. But come on. I don't believe he thought it was off the record. B, it didn't make any sense. This was what he claimed was being leaked, was publicly available information. C, he sounded like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. No, we can only have one potty mouth in the White House. So I'm glad we finally got around to this. And as for the person trying to break through the protocol.
You talk about Spicer is the other one, right?
My money is on Ivanka over Christmas dinner.
Oh, very interesting. Ebony, I'm going to push back on Ann a little bit here and say that Anthony Scaramucci showed loyalty to President Trump, and he loved the loyalty. And I'm going to guess, I may go on a limb here, that this is not the last you'll see of Scaramucci in the White House. I mean, we need to note that John Roberts pointed out that he may end up taking one of these other jobs, the Ex-Im Bank or an ambassadorship. That doesn't mean he's out of government, though.
No, I wouldn't be surprised, Eric, if we do see Scaramucci in the White House in another capacity. But I don't think that this should be a big surprise. I think the chain of command thing is a big deal. I think the non-negotiable nature, as the coroner pointed out, that General Kelly is just saying this is the way it's got to go. And, you know, really Scaramucci being on the outs, and loyalty is a big deal, but I think results are a bigger deal to President Trump, I would imagine. And with General Kelly just having so far, I mean, it's only been 6 months, but stellar results in his original post, I think that's going to have a lot more weight than loyalty and any of those kind of softer skills.
I guess, Kat, any questions about who is in command right now besides the commander-in-chief, General Kelly? He's wiped those out, right?
I know. I wish somebody had talked to him first and said, think about how funny it will be, though, if we let him stay. I was really looking forward to a lot more laughter. But, yeah, and it's very interesting because we were talking about some of the benefits of having someone in his position that goes directly to President Trump. And now if you get, you know, these military guys in these high positions, they don't run things like that. They run things according to a specific order. So it'll be something different. We'll see if it'll work better or not. Now with Priebus being out, we don't really have somebody to, take all the blame. There's a bit of a blame vacuum now in the White House. So I'm just, at this point, I'm going to wait and see how this
maybe that leads to accountability in a more direct way that will result in a more disciplined message and agenda.
Would love
but
some accountability.
But do any of you really think that but for that interview, it just would have been him saying, I refuse to go through the chain of, Ivanka's going through the chain of command.
Right.
He's not going to go through it.
Right, I agree.
I want to weigh in here because I really honestly thought that would have been, that interview would have been vetted by the president. In other words, him saying, go ahead, do your thing. But apparently it wasn't because
absolutely.
I'll tell you who we need to take note. Steve Bannon still there. You know, he's very, very powerful.
Yeah, I think but the thing is, Steve Bannon is a former military officer.
Right.
So he understands that he can operate within this chain. And so I'm quite sure that he is comfortable with. And the same with Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer is still a Navy Reserve officer. But I think there's something else that we are not talking about here. Anthony Scaramucci made himself the headline.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk about how the Beltway got it all wrong, and they still continue to deal with the tsunami, or call it the earthquake, of the 2016 election, as they still try to process what the heck just happened. I mean, even yesterday, you got Chuck Schumer trying to rewrite history and trying to steady the ship for the Democrats, and you're still scratching your heads going, you're still not getting it. Maybe you need to read the book American Greatness, How Conservatism Inc. Missed the 2016 Election and What the D.C. Establishment Needs to Learn. One of the co-authors, Seth Leibson, joins us right now. Seth is the former vice president of two of the nation's premier think tanks, Empower America and the Claremont Institute, co-host of the Seth and Chris Show. He's written speeches for and collaborated with candidates for national office and several former cabinet officials. Seth, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's an honor to be with you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing just fine.
I got to tell you, I just so appreciate what you and Chris have put together with your book and some insight here. I think this should be an eye-opener and a must-read for anybody on the Beltway, because I think even some tried-and-true Republicans, especially, I mean, they're part of that D.C. establishment themselves, are still scratching their heads and trying to figure out the Trump phenomena.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's as if the Weather Channel missed Hurricane Katrina, isn't
it?
I mean, it was there for a lot of us to see.
Mm-hmm.
You open your hour there with Buffalo Springfield. What's that sound? I love it. You know, they missed that sound. We saw it in talk radio, didn't we? We saw people standing in line for standing room only audiences to hear Donald Trump. And there they were missing it the whole way through. Which means something really important, I think, when we tune in to quote-unquote experts, whether they're on Fox or CNN or MSNBC. But these experts in Conservatism, Inc. didn't just miss the election, Bill. They missed America.
Yes.
It's America they got wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what Main Street and those of us who are fighting for those core values, again, are trying to get across and encourage, be a voice of encouragement and support for the Trump administration and those that that we're simpatico with, that have the same vision, that see what is missing. We see our core values eroding. We talked with Bruce Thatcher several months back of the release of his new book, and he cited four empires and the consistent thing that happened with those four empires, their downfalls began and ended with the abandonment of core value principles. And here we are, America, I see us at the same brink.
Yeah, it's always dangerous for an author to cite another person's book. But yes, I take my cues from a French philosopher, Jean-Francois Ravel, in a great book, How Democracies Perish. And he said they perish when they stop believing in their core causes and have and cease the courage of their convictions. Mm-hmm. That happened very much so for the past really a generation in America, maybe even further. And here comes someone who, what were his four core issues? Fighting radical Islam, defeating ISIS, national sovereignty, putting the economy back on track. The kinds of things that we thought conservatives and really all Americans should be getting behind. And yet, yeah, you're right. Even to this day, much of Conservatism Inc. almost seems to be rooting for failure on these issues.
Yeah, I mean, because of the personality, because of the messenger.
Right.
You know, ignore the message. We just don't like the messenger, you know, which we're shooting ourselves in the foot here. And clearly this is coming out in the healthcare debate more than anything else. Don't you think so?
I do think so. And I think that if we don't get this right, what we all rolled up our sleeves to do and accomplish in a huge, monumental, some would even say miraculous way in November 2016, we will squander in November 2018. I mean, the victory will be at best fading. And, you know, with Conservatism Inc. right now, as I say, rooting for failure of the Trump administration, we're well on our way to taking our victory and turning it into a colossal defeat.
Exactly.
Where everything we did in 2016 leads to a Schumer, Pelosi, Congress, and Senate. I just can't fathom that out.
Well, let's fast forward 2018. We're you know, because of the mainstream media and all these other issues, the inner fighting within the Republican and even conservatives here, that because we're we have all this infighting going on, it opens the door for even the takeover, and maybe not of both houses, but let's just say the House of Representatives. What does our democracy look like then?
Oh, it stalls, and it looks very much like probably the first George H.W. Bush administration, where you compromise against yourself, you increase taxes, you try and appease the dominant house, which is always the House of Representatives. And you stall on everything that we call the Trump agenda or the American greatness agenda, or really what we used to call the Republican and conservative agenda. It's over. It's dead. Yeah.
Well, you say the dominant House. Here it is. Republicans have led the House, but they haven't demonstrated much dominance, have they?
No, and it's because it is not a Trump caucus. I mean, Ronald Reagan had to fight with this, too. I mean, the reason he couldn't get rid of the Department of Education was as much because of moderate Republicans as it was because of Democrats. I worked for the, you know, his Secretary of Education, Bill Bennett. They tried.
Yes.
Their problems were Lowell Weicker and Arlen Specter as much as they were the Democrats. This is not a Trump caucus. I think it is our duty as conservatives to get him there. There are some promising signs. But right now, you do not have a swath of American greatness Republicans.
I've been saying for quite a while we need to send in reinforcements, and certainly the 2018 election is that opportunity for conservatives and those that hold to these core values, Seth, that we not grow weary, that we maintain the fight. We've just begun. It's not just something that you know, came and went with the 2016 elections. If we're going to really affect the difference that we want to on behalf of our kids and our grandkids, then we need to stay engaged, don't we?
Bill, not only do we, but we need to listen to what the American people said to the American people. 206 is the important number. There were 206 counties in 2016 that voted for Donald Trump that had twice voted for Barack Obama. They voted for Barack Obama in 08, and they voted for Barack Obama in 2012. Mm-hmm. Trump flipped those. Those were not just Republicans, obviously. This was a man who could magnetize and attract from independents, from disaffected Republicans and what we used to call lunch pail or Reagan Democrats. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the guy who shows us how to win and not the guys who kept showing us how to lose.
Amen to that. I got to tell you, so much, no question, that, you know, it is amazing to me that we're going to allow, I say we're, the Republican Party, the GOP, the grand old party, is going to allow victory to be stolen or defeat to be stolen from the jaws of victory. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we are pretty good at that, and we found one guy who showed us how not to do that. It wasn't Mitt Romney, wasn't John McCain. We found the guy who knew how to do that because he knew how to talk common sense to a common people who were looking and thirsting for a common sense approach to not only policy but politics once again. And someone who knew how to throw a punch, by the way.
Exactly.
I don't want to understate that.
We've got more from Seth Leibson. Stay with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long. All right now. Hey, hey.
It's what I said, okay? And we keep on saying it. We're talking with one of the co-authors of the book, American Greatness, How Conservatism, Inc. Missed the 2016 election and what the D.C. establishment needs to learn. Meanwhile, they're on this this very slow track to learn and understand, Seth Leibson. It is we, the people, that are paying the price for this incompetence and ineptitude.
Well, absolutely. And, I think when you are geographically situated in, Chevy Chase, Washington, D.C., Manhattan, it's very hard to understand what's going on in Topeka. It's very hard to understand what's going on in Macomb County. It's very hard to understand what's going on in many of these states and counties that Donald Trump was the first Republican to win since something like 1984 in many cases. I mean, we had written off Michigan. We had written off Wisconsin as a Republican party. He didn't. Who's the we who wrote him off? The we who wrote him off, by the way, Bill, was the consultant class that is situated in Manhattan and Washington, D.C. The guy who didn't write him off was the guy who went into every community and fought for every vote in these swing states, and son of a gun, he got him.
And won the election.
And he wins the election. So the Clinton campaign goes into, a depressed area of Michigan, a wiped out, economically degenerated place in Michigan, and their idea is to send in Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen and to talk about global warming. And Donald Trump says, the heck with that. I'm going in myself, and I'm going to talk about manufacturing.
Exactly.
That's how he won those things, and that's something Republicans forgot how to do.
Well, to make American great again, like any good businessman, as you know, Seth, any good, especially in a CEO position, looks at the trajectory of a business, and they will see where they made the wrong turn and then go back to what happened. Where did they make that wrong turn? They'll correct the trajectory, and they're back to gaining ground again. And to me, this was a simple, educated business decision that he made, and he applied it to this country. And I believe it's those things, that those common sense kind of things that worked and that that gained traction with the forgotten man and woman of America said, oh, my goodness, this is a government that could make sense again.
Yeah. And when you think of, that's right, Bill. And when you think about, the stage of primary candidates he sliced through,
17 amazing,
of our best and brightest Republicans, ranging in ideology from, Rand Paul and Rick Santorum to George Pataki and Ted Cruz. I mean, that's a pretty wide range. Mm-hmm. And they were, as I say, thought of as our best and brightest. And American people said, we want this guy. This guy gets us. This guy is actually speaking in a new but old way, if you will, a new and old way that we can resonate with. And it's a way that it's a sound we haven't heard since about 1979, 1980. And the Times, by the way, you remember how many years over the last 8 years we said this is like the Carter administration?
Yes.
And we need someone like a Ronald Reagan to reverse a Jimmy Carter. Yeah. I mean, how did we forget that? Not we, not you, not me, not your listeners.
Right.
How did the D.C. establishment miss that totally?
Well, like you said, they're lost in their own weeds and, business as usual. This is why all this is a conundrum. If they don't wake up soon, my hope and prayer here, Seth, is the American public does not lose heart whatsoever, that they understand Right.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. We have a chapter in the book, Conservative Stockholm Syndrome. It's almost as if they are used to winning and are used to losing and more comfortable as an opposition rather than a leading governing party. It's almost as if we're at that place where they actually think the Democrats may have the better argument. We just need to be Democrat-like,
Yeah, and this is incredible. I mean, case in point, again, we bring up the healthcare situation. It's like one pundit the example there, says it's like a dog that keeps chasing the car and one day catches it.
and then doesn't know what to do with it. You know, and it's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? And even Donald Trump called him and said, look, for 7 years, which is what we've been saying on this show, for 7 years you've been talking about repeal and replace, and now you got it, and you guys can't figure it out, and then you want to argue in public about all the things that it doesn't do. How about starting with the things that it does do? And for the first time, since all this began, it took President Trump yesterday to start noting some of the positive things and calling out Democrats, saying, hey, look, they're so quick to, discredit this bill here, but they don't even know what's in it. And they're making these false statements about it. But let me tell you, here's what's in it. Here's what we agree on at this point. I'm going, hallelujah, it's about time that we're starting to hear something positive about what the health care bill is all about, what it's doing right now. And then let's work on, the other nuances that we need to do to bring, 50-51 senators to yes.
Absolutely. This is a huge acid test for the Republican Party right now. And the acid test is precisely this. Does the Republican Party prefer freedom to big government? That's the question.
Yes.
That's the question. Obamacare was brilliant in what it did and what it accomplished, because once you put it in place, as Ted Cruz said some years ago, it's going to be awfully hard to reverse it. You know, for all the good Margaret Thatcher did in reforming Great Britain, the one thing she couldn't touch was national health care.
Right.
Because once that's in the vein, that's a hard needle to take out.
Exactly.
And it just seems like too many Republicans don't want to do that. They have gotten used to these subsidies. They have gotten used to the Democratic talking points about Medicaid and Medicare and Medicare and what the Democrats do. This is part of that Stockholm syndrome. But if they're serious, sorry about my guy here, Henry.
It's okay.
He's agreeing with me vociferously.
We love puppies. we're dog lovers here. Are you kidding me?
Oh, good, good, good. It's America.
Yeah.
But, that is the question. Are Republicans going to be serious about canceling this thing, which they were happy to do when they weren't in power? Now, when they have the ball, can they face up and defend freedom? That's the question.
You bring up a key point to all this, Seth, and this is the thing. You always have to look at where the rubber meets the road. What is this all about? What did Ronald Reagan sell consistently, whether it was to Russia, whether it was to any entity? It was the light of freedom. Are we going? Is that our beachhead? Is that where conservatives, is that where tried and true Republicans, not these faux Republicans out there, because what we're looking for are people that are willing to fall on their sword. Are you willing to fall on your sword for freedom?
This is the whole heart of why you do what you do. This is the whole heart of what your audience tunes in for you for. It's the founding of America, this experiment about whether a group of people, for the first time in the history of the world, could found themselves not on the divine right of kings and not on any kind of bloodline or blue line, but on this very notion that we who hold these truths to be self-evident are the same people who are we, the people in the Constitution, and whether this small group of people could adhere to a unified series of beliefs and govern themselves rather than be governed by an elite they don't know. This is the whole point that Donald Trump has taken us back to in the election, and that too many Republicans are willing to wash their hands of and say, you know what? We're used to rule by elite. It's the exact opposite of the founding. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say thank God for audiences like yours, because they get it.
Well, and for the work that you and Chris have done with this book, because this will go a long way in encouraging people to say, yes, in fact, we're on the right track. This is a process. I mean, it's like this, waking up one day and realizing, oh, my gosh, I'm carrying 50 extra pounds here. You're not going to lose it overnight. You got to go through the process. You have to first get yourself out of denial and see that it is, in fact, 50 pounds of too much weight that you're carrying with you, and then start taking those steps to shed those pounds. And this is what we're doing. It's the same type of process. We got to get through it. We cannot grow weary at all. Hang in there. And as you say, Seth, the threat is this Stockholm syndrome that we could fall into. But we don't need to, because for the sake of freedom, for all that our founding fathers went through, and those that that paid their treasure and their lives, their very blood for us to enjoy to this very day, and what we could pass on to the next generation, to our children and our grandchildren, it is a fight worth fighting for. I say
it's a sacred honor, sir.
Yes, it is. Seth Leibson, former vice president of two of the nation's premier think tanks, co-author with Chris Buskirk on their new book. I highly recommend it. It's linked on our website at Bill Martinez.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, good to have Dr. Gerard Lomero back with us, out of the hospital and feeling better and the whole deal. I told him, I know it was so hard for him to leave because that hospital food is just, you know, it's 5-star.
There you go.
Huh? Why not? Hey, you got to look at the upside of things here. But, hey, I'm glad you're feeling well, and it's good to have you back with us. Dr. Lomero, of course, the author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of 4 books. His latest book, Great News for America. If we ever needed great news, it is now, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's a rough patch we're going through. We're going through this turmoil of two different groups within the Republican Party trying to gain control of the party, and two different ideologies going on between the left-wing progressive Democrats and between the more moderate Republicans, and then, of course, ultimately the conservative Republicans. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough time, a little bit of friction, but I think it's all going to work out, and I think we're going to see that happen in about 18 months. I think it's going to take another 18 months before we have a much better resolution.
Well, these factions need to realize, Gerard, that look at, you know, the Republican Party is bifurcated in three groups essentially,
and the way they're split up, neither one of them is going to get control. They need to come up with some sort of agreement between them on those issues that they can agree with, and create some sort of survival alliance. Because basically, the two-party system is out the door, which is interesting. Because I think in Megatrends, John Naisbitt, he wrote about he said that the two-party system was like dinosaurs mating, and this is in a sense what's been happening. So maybe this is giving way to what Naisbitt talked about, because that was been my question. Because if we ever got together, I'd say, okay, what happened to this? What are you seeing? Because I saw it clearly back then when the book first came out that this could be a possibility, but somehow it just keeps hanging in there. That establishment that keeps on living. Whatever you want to call it, that organism, if you want to refer to it as the deep state, and that establishment is, if anything's bipartisan, it is that establishment, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's interesting you bring up Megatrend's book. That's a book I really enjoyed reading a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. And a lot of insights in there were reality.
We're living them today. I mean, with the technology, you talked about high tech, high touch. What happened? I mean, Donald Trump used that concept in a sense for this last election. There were so many people that were left out there, the forgotten man and woman, as he identified them, and he gave them the touch that they longed for, a touch that Hillary Clinton had no concept, nor the Democrats had any concept whatsoever that, you still needed to get there and talk to the people and connect.
Right. Well, the number one issue is that the politicians in Washington on both parties are largely out of touch with the American people.
Amen.
And I'm talking about the vast majority of American people, not a few fringe elements on either side, but the vast majority of Americans don't like what's going on. They see Washington as corrupt, and boy, we're seeing more and more evidence of that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the fundamental issue. And you've basically got different approaches to where the American electorate should go, but it's not where the American electorate wants to go. And that's
exactly
the problem.
Well, and it would seem that Donald Trump has a better idea than anybody, because in true form, in bureaucratic form, now you have the Dems responding, to the success of the Republicans and saying, yeah, me too. Me too. I'm for populism. But it's out of their nature. It is not incorporated into their very soul and DNA, is it?
No, and that is something that's breaking news this week, as your listeners may have gotten a glimpse of in the news. The new better deal that the Democrats are coming out with to sound populist. Now, remember, it's to sound populist because they are not populist.
Mm.
And their idea of better jobs, better wages, better future sounds great. It's lip service to the idea of them being populist. But the reality is that more regulations that they want, higher taxes that they want across the board, and on and on and on down their list of policy objectives are in total conflict with populism.
Exactly.
Just putting a little window dressing out there, a little marketing spin, a little new branding, that is not going to change the American people. The fact is, as I've said in my book, Great News for America, and as I said many times on TV and radio, the reality is that the Democratic Party is out in the political wilderness. They have lost between 1,000 and 1,500 seats in the Obama administration time period. They continue to lose elections everywhere you turn around, and they are going to be hurt very badly in 2018. I predict that now. There are 25 seats they have to defend in the Senate. 25 seats out of about 33 next year.
Right.
Okay, guess what? They are in deep trouble. They're going to lose a lot of those seats. You're going to see Republican majority. Even if the Republicans don't perform, they're still going to get 60 to 62 seats in the Senate next year. That's going to be a devastating blow to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Gerard, when you think about the policies that the Dems have given to we the people, lest the people forget, and heading the list is Obamacare, this national health care fiasco that's imploding on itself right now, that's been on life support for a number of years, that they themselves had an opportunity to amend and correct, but they did little to do that. They've been resisting. Fact is, they've been resisting ever since Obamacare passed. They didn't stop and look at this and say, "Oh, hey, look, we need to take care of. We got some issues here that we could resolve." Nope, they just ignored it. And now here, the Republicans are in control, supposedly. Anyway, they're cleaning up the mess on aisle three that the Dems have created. And this thing is a humongous mess because, I say it's almost a Manchurian landmine that that President Obama, his administration, and the Democrats of his era, were codependent in laying upon we the people. And this is why this is such a mess. I mean, this is not an easily fixed deal because this is going to take more courage and conviction than I believe the Republicans, and I'll put it on the Republicans, that they have. I don't think they're willing to fall on their sword for this.
Well, I'll tell you, they are going to pay a large price, ultimately, if they do not. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I've already discussed the Democrats. They are out in the wilderness for next two or three generations, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Republicans have a different problem. They have promised to repeal Obamacare, and they refuse to do it. They refuse to even repeal the thing and start over or give it that two-year window of opportunity.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people, Gerard. It's going to take 2 years to get this thing, filtered out anyway, so repeal the darn thing.
That's right.
And we can correct in flight, can't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, they're having such a hard time figuring out what to do. You ever heard of the free market, guys?
Yeah. What a novel concept, right?
A whole lot better. I mean, that introduces competition to the whole system. It forces people to get more efficient. They start eliminating paperwork. They stop having to bend over backwards to do crazy regulations, and there are a lot of them, believe me.
Right.
But I'll tell you, they have to take action. If they don't, what's going to happen in 2018, a lot of the more liberal Republicans, or more progressive, if you want to call them, Republicans, are going to face challenges. There are going to be a lot of primaried Republicans that are going to lose their job, and that Congress is going to become a lot more Republican in 2018 because the American people want something out of their Congress. They're not getting it, and if they don't get their act together, then the Republican Party is going to change, and the American people will determine in what direction it will change, which is more conservative.
Well, lest they forget, Gerard, at the core of populism is liberty.
That's
and
right.
Republicans, too many, to your point, these progressive and liberal, Republicans, maybe you might say Republican in name only, have lost vision of what liberty represents.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Gerard Lomero has been with us. Always good. Glad you're feeling better. Where can they go for more information and stay connected with you, Gerard?
Go to greatnewsforamerica.com.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. It is 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Oso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit CrohnsColitisFoundation.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show and how you can connect with over 280 affiliates we have across this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave, and even with Red State Talk Radio, we appreciate them carrying us live every day. And, hey, appreciate the comments coming in, too, on the Broadway billboard out there on 42nd Street. Boy, isn't that cool? That is, I tell you, we're so excited about that. So appreciate it. In fact, I'm supposed to be in New York next month to get a chance to see it up close and personal for myself and to visit with a couple of our affiliates, and definitely looking forward to that. Bob Waliszewski joins us right now, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Not only that, because he's just not busy enough, he's in charge of the world-famous PluggedIn.com site as well, that faithfully keeps us up to date with those family-friendly movies and gives you the review that you need to have on entertainment, DVDs, other things that your family may be considering. That is an excellent resource, PluggedIn.com. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. And you and on your working vacation?
Exactly. Well, you know, does it stop? It just doesn't stop. Although I'm doing better this time around, you know, for the sake of the family. They said, hey, Dad, can you kind of, you know, can you shut it down a little bit? And so we're trying to do this, but there's a couple things that we just need to keep going, including our conversation about, you know, family-friendly media and culture. It's all very important. But, yes, we are in Alohaville. I'm picking up where you left off, buddy, but you were on the Big Island. I'm over here in Kauai right now, overlooking Poipu Beach, and oh my goodness, it's just absolutely fantastic. Haven't spotted a rainbow yet, but no doubt before we leave, there'll be several.
Mm. Well, even though I get a chance to get over there, and for our listeners who don't know, you have family there. I have family there. And so both of us travel not just for vacation, but because we can catch up with our family. But I tell you, Hawaii is a place where you absolutely need no excuse to go visit. But when family is there, then you have even more of a reason to go, that's for sure.
Yeah, I find it quite calming. And, of course, you and I, since President Obama, you know, gave up the ghost and all the people's money coming here to Hawaii, we're trying to pick up a little bit of the slack, certainly not to the level. I mean, I can't afford multi-million-dollar plane rides for everybody else and near friends and everybody, not to mention the security detail to come here to Hawaii.
Yeah, not just Air Force One, but Air Force Two. My wife actually saw Air Force Two fly overhead one time. They parked it. The Hilo side of the big island, apparently over on Oahu where he was, there just wasn't enough room for it. It's probably more that they wanted the plane separated by a few miles, I guess.
Yeah, did they have a pink tail on it or something or what?
I don't know.
Just kidding. I've never seen, and that's unusual that I've not seen Air Force Two.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, what can you say? Speaking of the military and that, Dunkirk, again, number one for the second week in a row, huh?
Yes, and it's made over $100 million in the U.S. alone. I saw where it even made $2.1 million in Germany. You would think that the Germans might not be near as excited about seeing this film, say, as the French to English and those in the U.S. But it made another $28 million over the weekend, and so that put it at $102 million total. And it was a movie that we gave a 3, which has that potential for viewing. I say for teens on up, and for our listeners who didn't get a chance to hear us last week, to call it a war movie is a bit of a stretch. It's more of an evacuation movie. The Germans had the English, and they had the British hemmed in at the beaches of Dunkirk. Only way to escape was the ocean, but even that didn't look very promising for a while. There's 400,000 troops, and the German fighter pilots were just popping off the boats out in the ocean and until the Navy, the British Navy, issued a call for civilians to come help. And then we had fishing boats and ferry boats and motor boats and all sorts of stuff. It was only like 50 miles away, not where you could paddle, but if you had a motor, you could get up there. And some 338,000 men were evacuated off the beach at Dunkirk. And if it hadn't been for those civilians, we'd all be speaking German today. And have a lot of other problems besides the ones we typically talk about.
So many miraculous stories about World War II, and this is just one of those stories that you're appreciative and grateful that they bring to the to the big screen, because World War II was an all-in kind of situation. I mean, numbers even here in the United States that went into the military, but around the world, and especially when you were the center of where all the aggression was taking place, you were in the military whether you were standing or not.
Well, and in 1940, where Dunkirk happened, May and early June of 1940, our listeners will know that we were not in the war yet. We didn't jump in until Pearl Harbor in December of 1941. So we were still on the fence. You know, are we going to be involved? Certainly we saw what was happening. But many Americans at that time, it hadn't been that long since we'd come out of World War One. There was a sense of, okay, let's not get into another one of these. We're tired. There's this fatigue factor. It's in Europe. It's their war. How much can it affect us? But when Pearl Harbor happened, then it was like, it's our war.
We had no choice at that point.
Yeah.
And, of course, up till then, you got Churchill doing everything he can, to get America. And, of course, I mean, knowing, England knew. Without the United States, they didn't have a fair shot at it. It was amazing what they were able to do without the United States up to that point.
Yeah. And even when we got in it, of course, there were times where are we going to win or not? And now, of course, we have the advantage of hindsight to say, okay, yes. But until we dropped a nuclear bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It even looked doubtful for a while, you know, and Japan was just, they were going to fight to the death, the last man standing. But it was at that point where they said, okay, we surrender. We just can't keep up. So.
And time and again, Bob, throughout that war, good and evil face to face, and the divine hand of providence again comes through. And all you've got to do is read stories like Dunkirk. And, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know how you come away from any of these incredible, whether it's Pearl Harbor, even Nagasaki and Hiroshima, as incredible as that was. But for God, this thing could have been, you know, so much worse, as if it wasn't already bad enough. I mean, the millions of people that died. We're not talking just the Holocaust. You know, what happened in Russia? You know, what Stalin was responsible for? Absolutely incredible, the millions of people that died during that period of time.
Absolutely. Well, also with number two at the box office this past weekend was a movie that did not screen for the press called The Emoji Movie. I picked it up on Friday to go see it just to see how it was. it's a meh, which is the emoji that his parents were. The movie is very bland. It's nothing to get excited about. But it's also not anything to get really worked up about. I mean, to say, oh, there's just so much problems with Emoji Movie. It's not one of those, nor is it just one of these must-see movies. I kind of put it down to the fact that many of us as parents have kids that, you know, probably saw the trailer at one point when they saw something else that we took the family to, and they go, oh, I love that. That looks so cute. And we said, you know, if Plugged In says it's basically family friendly, we'll go see the Emoji Movie. Well, it is that. A 3.5 out of 5, it's basically family friendly. But it's just, watching it, it was just like, okay, I'm looking at my watch. I'm anxious to get out. I'm not into it. I'm watching it for work, and that's about it.
It's a babysitter movie. It's a baby. You take your kids there, let the kids be babysat, and they've been occupied, for about an hour and a half?
Yeah, well, 86 minutes. I often say it's the kind of movie where parents need to bring a book and a flashlight, you know, so they're sitting with their kids and they're doing something else.
Exactly. But you put that flashlight on, you know, the usher's over there going, hey, flashlight off, you know.
Exactly. If there's anybody else in the theater. Now, my Friday showing there, it was about a third full, so I guess you wouldn't bring your flashlight to that. But I have to think that by now it's probably even less, and there's probably a bunch of showings across the country where it's you and another family. You get the back row, you can do your flashlight in a book. Hey, there was one other movie out that I just want to mention in case anybody was interested. It was called Atomic Blonde, a very hard R-rated film. It did way too much with its $18 million, although I have to think that maybe they're a little disappointed. But we gave it a mere 1/2 out of 5. Just the sensual content alone and the violent content quotient was way, way up there. It deserved its hard R. If anybody's thinking, oh, that kind of looks fun, you know, spy movie. I think you might want to read our review before checking that one out.
Well, Bob, speaking of which, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and be in the flow of the know, whether it's Plugged In your other websites with Focus on the Family.
Yeah, it's as simple as going to PluggedIn.com. So whether it's on your PC from work or home or we also have smartphone apps, but anymore it just seems like people are just kind of using their smartphones to go straight to the websites, and we're designed for that. We have a great response on that. So if people just want to go to use their smartphone and type in PluggedIn.com, it'll get them there.
That's great. Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. Go to PluggedIn.com for all the information you need to know. Robert, aloha, buddy.
Aloha.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Everything you've been